Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Paul said in Ephesians, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. In today's message, Pastor Joel continues the teaching series entitled, On the Battlefield.
Jesus is and was God incarnate. That's what we need to know. He left his throne. He came down to don the flesh of man in order to save man. He endured torture, tribulation, ultimately went to the cross and allowed himself to be crucified. Because if he didn't want to be killed, he wouldn't have been. He allowed it to be done so that the prophecy would be fulfilled. Then he ascended back up to heaven. Now, that's what we need to know. All the while, he was still running the show. All the while he was going through these struggles, he was still running things. World was still turning, galaxies still popping, okay? Stars still streaming by, comets still going on, blessings still happening. He was still regulating, even though he was in the flesh of man. And you're not going to find a man that can do that. You're not going to find a deity or God that can do that. And I challenge you to tell me, show me, prove it, that can be done with anyone beside our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was still taking care of business. And I just want to point out the significance of what Jesus meant when he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Okay? The term lifted up holds very significant meaning. Okay? Very significant meaning. Jesus didn't just mean being lifted up on the cross. He also meant that he would be lifted up from the grave, okay? Not just on the cross, lifted him up on the cross, lifted up from the grave. But Jesus didn't just mean that he would be lifted up on the cross and then lifted up from the grave. He didn't just mean that either. He also meant that he would be lifted up into heaven. So he was lifted up on the cross, lifted up from the grave, and lifted up into heaven. He says, if I be lifted up, I don't think they understand what Jesus was talking about because they would know that he's God. All right? And guess what? He didn't stop there. No, he didn't. He didn't just mean that he'd be lifted up on the cross and then that he would be lifted up from the grave and then he would be lifted up into heaven. But he also meant that he would lift the hearts of every man that comes to him. You see what I mean? That's what Jesus meant. That's what he meant when he said, if I be lifted up, watch out. I'm going to draw all men unto me and draw them supernaturally to him. That's what he meant. This saving them from bondage and eternal damnation. Now, does that sound like Jesus was just a good man? No, he's God, man. He's not a good man. He's God, man. That's who he is, all right? Let's not get it twisted. And if you want to get to heaven, you can't resist it. Don't resist it because Jesus is the only way we can get there. Nowhere else. Jesus is the only way we can overcome Satan and his minions. And when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he sends down power from on high. That's another thing that folks don't understand. Some of my friends, well, colleagues, they used to be friends, now they're colleagues. Because I got a friend in Jesus, you know, I'm just telling you like it is. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he sends down power from on high. That's another thing that people don't understand. People that say, I'm a Christian. And you say, well, how do you feel about the Holy Spirit? They go, oh, the Holy Spirit? Yeah, we sort of believe in that. Like, what is it? You know, that's really what they're saying. Let's go to Acts 1:8. Mr. Dora, tell us about that. Short verse.
Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Mm-hmm. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
Amen. Thank you. You know what it means to be a witness to, for something? I mean, you ever been in court and they said we got some eyewitnesses? Witnesses corroborate evidence. You know that? A witness has seen something, heard something. A witness can tell you what happened. Huh? Now, Jesus said, we're his witnesses. We can talk about Jesus. When you show up at a party talking about Jesus, huh? When you show up and your cousin is a Jehovah's Witness and they try to tell you something and you are a witness for real, and you're witnessing for Jesus, you're a witness, you're going to corroborate some information. You're going to say, on this date and time, this is what happened. You know? They can put you or your hand on the Bible and say, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. You can be that witness, whether it's in the courtroom or the bedroom or the back room or the office or wherever you're going to be. Jesus said, you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you're going to be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That means California. That means Hollywood. That means I don't care where you are, L.A., Compton, Fairfield, Oakland, wherever you are, Georgia, Cleveland, Ohio, and wherever you are, you're a witness. That's right. He said, you're going to witness for me in all these places. Jesus said, you're going to get power. The Holy Spirit is going to come down with power. That's what makes us able to deal with demons. The power of the Holy Spirit, the witness that's in you. It's not even your power. It's his power. It comes over you. It was an anointing of the Holy Spirit that gave Samson his power. It wasn't his hair. It was just something to move, something to coordinate the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? That's what it was, the anointing of that Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit lives in us. He doesn't just drop it on you. Now he lives in you. That's why Jesus said, if I be lifted up, guess what? I'm going to draw all men unto me because I'm sending them the Holy Spirit. I'm sending them to our young people. I'm sending them to our older people. I'm sending them to anybody that will accept me and walk in me. You got the power. The devil don't want you to know that. The devil want to keep you fractured and weak. He wanted you to think that you can't make it. You can't change. Whispering in your ear, your daddy saying, you just like your mama, you are. He's going to tell you those things. Well, you drink because your daddy drank here. It ain't your fault. Have another drink here. He's going to tell you that. Mm-hmm. Daddy was a player. What you doing married to one woman? You a player too. He's going to tell you those things. Boy, the devil's a liar. And his people believe in it. Y'all see these old men, head all broke down, can't hardly walk, coming in there trying. Who told them that? Who told them that? I hope I never see an old man sagging. I just hope I never see that. You've seen it all. Pray for him. Pray for him. You're going to sag anyway when you get old. You ain't got to. You ain't got to pull your pants down. Come on, y'all. Jesus said, I'm going to give you power so you won't do these things. Come from the Holy Spirit. And this is something about this verse. You know, God has a sense of humor. You know, this is the thing about this verse. This verse in Acts 1:8 constitutes the last words known to have been spoken by Jesus in his earthly ministry. Y'all know that. I call that a strong clue. Strong clue, saints, for every last one of us concerning being on the battlefield. The last thing that Jesus wanted you to know is that you're going to receive power. You can bank on it. I'm getting ready to go up, but don't you worry. You got power coming. And it's going to carry you through. That was his last words, y'all, in his earthly ministry. So Jesus was about to go up, and guess who was coming down? That's right. Tag team. He just slapped hands. I'm gone. He said, I'm coming. That persona went up, and that one came down. How's that for taking care of us? How's that? Have you ever done that? Have you ever babysat, and the baby slept for 8 hours? And when the father or the mother comes home, you go, he's asleep. Everything's covered. They go, thank you. You say, I'll see y'all later. And you leave. You pass. That's what Jesus and the Holy Spirit did. Babysitting us. Giving us. Taking care of us. Nurturing us just like babies. Getting us ready. Making sure that you're covered. When you buy clothes for your children, you don't wait till they tell you. You're washing their clothes all the time. See the little raggedy socks and tennis shoes? You say, I got to get them some shoes. Shoes all run over when they take their little feet off of them. You know, got to put cardboard at the bottom of them. I wore shoes like that. I know what I'm talking about. And we didn't always get them, but I mean, you're supposed to get them, getting new shoes. But you don't wait for the child to say, Mama, my toe hanging out. I got a callus on it because when I walked to school, and I had to walk in the snow 5 miles in Chicago. And we put cardboard in the bottom of the shoes. Mm-hmm. And so, but that's what the Lord does. He was going up, the Holy Spirit come down, got you covered. Gonna give you power. Gonna give you something that you can take care in this spiritual battle because I've dropped you behind enemy lines. And you're going to need to know how to negotiate through this maze of life. You're going to need to know how to make the right decision instead of the wrong decision. You're going to need to know truth from error. You're going to need to know a false prophet when you see one. You're going to need to know the true word of God, and you get it from the Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. And you're going to need to know how to repel those fiery darts that are coming at you. Okay? And that's what Jesus said, before I go up, mark this down. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Jesus was letting his disciples know that they would receive this supernatural power from the Holy Spirit of God himself. That's the dunamis, awe-inspiring power that only God can give you. Only the Creator, okay? So we need to know that. No matter where you are, no matter where you are now, if you are a saved, born-again believer, the Holy Spirit is in you. He's there for you. Okay, I don't know if you got the message. He's there, church. Not your pastor. It's not him. It's not her. It's not that speaker at the big conference you're going to. It's the Holy Spirit in you. Yeah? You got the power of the Holy Spirit in you. You don't need someone to wave a book and make you fall down. You don't need that, no. I'm not going to take this vest off and swing it at you and expect all y'all to drop like dominoes. All you need is the power of the Holy Spirit in you. Come on now. There ain't no hocus pocus around here. This is real. Jesus wanted his people to know that they would receive Holy Ghost power to defeat demonic forces wherever they lurked, whenever confronted. However confronted, you have the power of the Holy Spirit in you. And this is what most people don't truly understand. This is how the Holy Spirit comes to believers, and he dwells in us. Y'all believe that? Amen. Church, I hope you believe that. I hope you all listening believe that. This is not rocket science. It's the promise of God. It's real, okay? It's real. You've got enough experiences to know that if Joshua is chasing the enemy, he says, sun, stand still, and the sun stood still, and the Bible said it stood still. It had never been done before, never been done again. God will do the same thing for you through his power. It's the power, the utterance of the Holy Spirit in you. Something told Joshua to say that. Something said to do it. You ever been in a position where something told you to do it, and you didn't care, and you just did it? Then you say, why and how in the world did I do that? Power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Devil doesn't want you to know that. He doesn't want you to know the discernment that the Holy Spirit gives you. The word of wisdom and the word of knowledge and the supernatural faith that the Holy Spirit gives. The working of miracles. He doesn't want you to know that. We take things for granted sometimes. You got to get it in you, is what I'm trying to say. When I studied martial arts, and we were getting our black belts and brown belts, and I was in Korea then. And they taught me a system where you learn techniques. And to get a yellow belt, you had to learn 52 yellow belt techniques. And then to get another belt, you had to have techniques. You had to learn these techniques. And that was good, just like in Shotokan, Japanese karate, and different things. You learn that, and you learn all this stuff, and it's in your head. And then you get into a fight, and somebody throws a left hook. It comes so fast that you can't think of the technique. Because the techniques have numbers. And what happens is a lot of times you get knocked out. You don't. So what was all this training? But there was something missing that has got to be in you. You got to learn something and let it grow in you. So that I don't know what technique I'll use, but if you swing at me, I can guarantee you that you'll be waking up and not me. You see, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's in me, and he's going to come out when it's time to come out, because he's primed and he's ready and he's hovering. Just like he hovered over the face of the deep, he's hovering in you right now. But you got to have that pilot light lit, baby. You got to let that Holy Spirit flame on. We got a lot of Christians walking around smelling like gas. The pilot light is not lit, is what I'm saying. You know when your pilot light's not lit and you come in the house, you go, I smell gas. The pilot light went out. Now, y'all figure that one out. But that's not on the paper anywhere. But I'm telling you that the Holy Spirit wants to be lit up in you. And that's what we're saying. Jesus is saying, "You, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to believers and he dwells within us." Mr. Doris, take us, please, to 1 John 4:4. Let's look at this one for a minute. 1 John 4:4.
1 John 4:4. Mm-hmm. You are of God, little children, mm-hmm. and have overcome them, mm-hmm. because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
Amen. Amen. You all see that? Okay. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Thank you, Mr. Dora. Listen, saints, I don't care. I don't care how you're outnumbered in battle, in this spiritual warfare in which we find ourselves. It could be 2-1, outnumbered 3-1. It could be 100-1. According to this, it could be 1,000-1. Listen, long as you've got the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, you are the majority, not the minority. You got to understand that, all right? Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world, okay? And this is what the scripture says. I don't care how many evil spirits are aiming to get you, all right? I don't care how many spirits are bent on attacking you, all right? All it takes is for the Holy Spirit to be in you to overthrow them, because he's going to work for you, all right? I told you about the man named Arthur Blessed, who the Lord told to carry that cross around the world, and everybody thought he was crazy. And he carried it, and he carried it, and carried it, and then he put a wheel on it, a big 6-foot cross, and he wound up in a foreign country, and he kept preaching the word of God all across the country. He used to pack that suitcase on airplanes, and that cross, break it down, put it on an airplane, get to where he's going to go, get that cross, and start carrying it around. And it was slanted, carrying it around the world. He's still alive, by the way. And you know what? He's an older man now. But what happened was, one day, he was going to countries where they didn't accept Christ, and one day, they put him in front of a firing squad. Okay? Put him in front of a firing squad, and then when they said, ready, aim, fire, something happened. He said he saw a bright light. He said, and when he looked up, he said, the men had dropped their weapons and were running the other way. You tell me you're not covered by the Holy Spirit now. You know, he was the majority that day, okay? Because whatever needed to be happened, happened, okay? And that's what God does. But you've got to know it. You've got to avail yourself to him with the Holy Spirit leading you in all things. And that's one of the reasons why we as Christians don't really achieve our full potential in Christ Jesus. God wants you believing in him all the way. Ain't no half-stepping with God. If you don't believe in him all the way, how can he take you all the way? If you don't believe in him all the way, how can you achieve all he has for you when you don't even know? If you didn't get to third grade, how can you get to sixth grade? God's got to take you and show you, but it starts with the Holy Spirit leading and being in you. That's what gives you the power to understand. That's what gives you the reason and everything else. The Holy Spirit is very, very important in this realm right here, in this area. The Holy Spirit comes to you, and he bears precious and potent gifts for you. Did you know that? Do you know that? He's got some things for you that are available to you, and these gifts are invaluable in combating demonic forces on the battlefield. It's not about your Sunday at church. That's part of it. Part of it is Bible study. Part of it is prayer. But the Holy Spirit and the relationship that you have with God, that one-on-one, deep, relational union that you have with Christ is the thing that's going to prepare you. I know this. When I learned the Chinese system of martial arts, it was nothing like what I learned in other places. I had to give up my strength and gain the other guy's strength. I had to fight blindfolded, not knowing what's coming. Relying on what was in me to go out and meet it. Go out. Let it move you. Didn't get tired of fighting then because I wasn't moving. It was moving me. You see, the power was coming up through me. I know that was God. I don't even give martial arts the credit. I give it to Jesus because he was getting ready to give me something else that's even greater than that. But that's the way he moves. He moves through us. He moves in us. He's there for you. He gets there before you. He said, before you call, I'll answer. While I'm still speaking, while you're still speaking, I'll hear. Huh? This is the spiritual thing. This is what Jesus said. Look here, my friend. You're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Power that other folks don't know about. You're going to receive power that you can't get from man-made religion. You're going to get power that you can't get from Bible-carrying car salesmen. You're going to get power from the Holy Spirit. Not from a conference. From a Holy Spirit. I heard somebody, they had a book out or a CD or a tape, because it was a few years ago, maybe a CD, How to Speak in Tongues in 30 Easy Lessons. Come on now. Devil make a fool out you if you let him. Don't get mad at me because y'all bought them CDs. If you had listened to the Holy Spirit, you would have known how to do that. Come on. Come out and tell somebody something. They said, what's wrong with you? Stop. Stop that.
Scripture says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Feel free to submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Are you in need of prayer or encouragement? Please call us at 707-759-5244. Our prayer warriors are here to pray for you. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program. Will you prayerfully consider sowing a one-time seed or an ongoing monthly donation today? All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website, where giving is easy. Simply click on the Donate button on our website to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. And remember, God is with you and has already given you the victory over every challenge. Join us for live Sunday worship services on Facebook or Periscope at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. Don't forget to tune into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones next week to learn how God has equipped you to overcome every battle as he continues the teaching series, On the Battlefield. Until next time. God is-